Hello, I've been having this nudge to share this, the power of the tongue. The Amplified Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Proverbs 18:21. There are things we've said in the past that are affecting us negatively now. There are things we said jokingly, we didn't mean it, that women who had said, "Oh, I don't want children. You know, when I marry, I just don't want children." And they are married now and they don't have children. And they've forgotten that they said it. There are those men, women who had said, "Oh, they will not get married," or "They will get married when they are 40 or 50." They said it jokingly and they forgot about it. And now they are old enough to be married, but they are not married, and they are wondering why. Why is God not answering my prayers? I would like us to think back and pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes to things that we said in the past, negative things that we said in the past, and are now are affecting us now. The Holy Spirit will open your eyes as you pray. And once He reminds you, just nullify it immediately with the blood of Jesus. Cancel it with the blood of Jesus and begin to speak positive things concerning your life, concerning your future, concerning your present, whatever it is that you had said in the past that has not worked out in your favor. Begin to speak positively into your life. Begin to speak that you would marry. Begin to speak that you would have children. Begin to speak that you have good jobs. Begin to say positive things about yourself, and you would see your life turn around for good. This is the word of God to someone. This is not for you, praise God. But if it's for you, just think back, pray, and let the Holy Spirit open your eyes to those areas of your life. If you are a widow, there are widows who had said, who said when their husband passed, "Oh, they will never know joy, they will never know peace," and things are happening to them now that they are not joyful things. That, you know, those confessions are now having a negative impact on their lives. It's time to just look inwards and pray against those things, nullify them with the blood of Jesus, and declare the goodness of the Lord over your life. You will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May the Lord bless your week. Amen.